Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol suspects that a woman and two young girls are dead following a single vehicle collision on Highway 96 north of Orleans on Sunday night, a collision that saw the vehicle plunge into the Klamath River. The driver, 30-year-old Elizabeth Palmer, was driving north on the road in snowy and rainy conditions with 41-year-old Jose Chavez as the front passenger, with two children, a 4-year-old and an 18-month-old, in the back seats. Palmer lost control of the vehicle and it left the west side of the road and went down a 500-foot embankment, careening into the Klamath River. Chavez was able to escape and flag down emergency personnel. According to an update issued this afternoon, the weather conditions to this point have prevented law enforcement from recovering the vehicle. While the CHP listed the victims as suspected fatalities, the disposition of the three cannot be confirmed at this time. The Arcata Fire District is searching for residents interested in filling out the remainder of a board member term, as longtime board member Steve Tyler sets for departure at the end of March. Whoever is appointed will fill out the remainder of Tyler's term, which runs through November of 2018, and those interested must reside in the Division 3 District, which includes south of the Mad River, the Arcata Bottoms, North Arcata, and the West End Road area. Residents can download an application online or pick one up in person at the Central Avenue headquarters in McKinleyville. For more information, you can contact officials from Arcata Fire. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors reiterated in a press release issued today of its full support behind newly hired public defender David Marcus, who was appointed last month. Marcus has had various questions surrounding his past work and qualifications following the appointment, and the threat of a lawsuit was brought forward by local defense attorney Patrick Griego following the appointment, a series of events chronicled by Thaddeus Greenson of the North Coast Journal. Marcus was hired by the Board of Supervisors even though he was not the candidate recommended by the interview panel. Sunday morning, a pedestrian succumbed to his injuries after he was struck by a vehicle on Redwood Drive the previous night. The pedestrian was walking in the northbound lane of Redwood Drive, and the front of a tank truck that was headed south struck the victim. The victim suffered major injuries and was eventually transported to Redwood Memorial in Fortuna, where the victim was later pronounced dead. The investigation is ongoing, and the victim's identity is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating a series of vehicle vandalism incidents in the Cutton area that span from Saturday night and into early Sunday morning. A total of 8 vehicles were seen with smashed windows. However, nothing was reported as stolen. One window on a house was broken out during that time as well. Anyone with information related to the incidents are asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With daylight saving time coming this weekend, PG&E and Humboldt Bay Fire will hold a public meeting at the fire station on C Street in Eureka tomorrow afternoon to offer tips as well as fire prevention methods. The meeting will involve demonstrations of fire alarm and carbon monoxide alarm safety, and the meeting will be held from 1:30 to 3 o'clock. Dan Squire has state news.
The Legislative Analyst Office reports that the governor's upcoming budget will affect state fines and fees and will make changes to the state penalty fund for how that revenue is spent. Currently, the money collected from fines and fees is distributed to 9 other state funds, and the governor wants to eliminate the statutory requirements and allow lawmakers more say in where that money is used. The governor also wants to increase resources by using revenue from fines for the State Franchise Tax Board to expand court-ordered debt collection. The plan also contains a priority of Governor Brown's that would repeal a state law that suspends or puts on hold the license of a driver who has outstanding fines with the DMV.
Thank you, Dan. The California Highway Patrol Garberville area is investigating the cause of a single vehicle collision north of Willits that claimed the life of the driver on Sunday night. The driver was headed north on Highway 101 when the vehicle suddenly drifted to the west side of the road and went down an embankment. The driver was ejected from the vehicle while the car was overturning, landing on top of the victim at one point before the vehicle continued down the embankment. The driver's identity is being withheld pending notification of next of kin, and alcohol has been ruled out as a factor. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.